Welcome to another Carlin Load Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, dare I say, another special guest?
Well, it's just nice to have someone else to talk to rather than just speaking with you, Rob. So it is nice. It is. All of our guests are special.
Well, I always feel like I'm talking to a special guest when I'm talking to you,
mate. I understand that. But should we introduce our real special guest?
Yeah. It's Nathan Lee. Now, Nathan's been an indoor bowler in the Gawler region for 20, 30, 40 years or whatever. His father bowled, his mother bowled, his children bowls, his wife bowls.
The bowling dynasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome to the show, Nate.
Thank you, Robert.
Now, before we get going, because I understand lawn bowls, and I know a little bit about indoor bowls because of your involvement, but I imagine all of our listeners, all, you know, 10 of them, probably don't know, do they know much about it? So can you explain indoor bowls? Like, how is it, similar to lawn bowls? Is it what's the similarities and what's the differences?
Indoor bowls is pretty much the same concept as lawn bowls. We have slightly different rules in relation to, you know, hitting bowls off the mat or off the green if you're talking lawn bowls terminology. Generally, it's the ones closest to the white ball or the jack. And at the end of the end, whoever's got the highest score wins.
And sort of, Nathan, you've been involved in 5 premiership teams?
Yeah, 5 over the years, yeah.
Including 2019?
Yes, that's right.
After, what was it, four-year drought?
Four years, yeah. Prior to that, we won it back-to-back in 2013 and 2014.
Yeah, and prior to that, it was like 17 years?
17 years.
Yeah. So you must have been pretty young when you played in your first premiership.
Yes, I was. I was probably 10.
And, of course, your son played in the premiership team, and he's 9.
He's 9, yes, yeah. So my son played this year for the first year and got a premiership. So
he beat your record as being the youngest premiership player?
I would say so, yeah.
You could have kept him out of the team for another year or two.
I tried, but it was too hard.
And, of course, your wife played in the premiership team?
Yes, my wife and, yeah, my son.
And you have played?
And, of course, Robert Laidlaw also played in that team.
Yeah, he was the number 2.
Rolling his eyes and lifting his eyebrows like he doesn't want us to talk about him.
No, something like that.
No, but this isn't about me. It's about you, Nathan. Now, Nathan, your father, have you played in the premiership team with your dad, Sid?
Yes, that was one of my first ones back in probably 94, 93.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you now to win sort of this year? Obviously, all premierships are good, but how does this one rate?
Up there because we've been on the back foot all year. We hadn't beaten Kangaroo Flat all year and got to the finals and won both games quite convincingly, which was really happy for the whole team.
Now, obviously there are 3 mats and you change over and there's 8 ends on each mat.
Now, hang on a minute, you say obviously. Now, it's obvious to you, but it's not obvious to people like me who I've never been to an indoor bowls game before.
Okay, there are 3 mats of 8 ends each. But what I wanted to ask Nathan is, what was the score in your first mat, mate?
15-0.
Is that the best you've ever done? In a final,
yes. Yeah, that's my best I've done in a final. The previous week, or the previous game in the final, I did 17-2.
Jay, so what's it like having 15-0, knowing that all you have to do is be a sensible bowler for the rest of the way to win the premiership? What's that feeling like?
It took the pressure off, that's for sure, just being able to just cruise through to the end of the game.
I imagine it put pressure on Kangaroo Flat.
Yeah, they were a bit, I think they got a bit shocked being so far down after the first round.
A bit like GWS against the Tigers in the grand final.
Yeah, I think we came out the blocks pretty quickly and, just having that big lead get the pressure off us and onto them.
Now, I remember back 2013 when Evanston Gunners broke the original premiership drought. That was really close right to the end and I think it went down to the last couple of bowls. What was that feeling like compared to controlling the game?
Yeah, it's very hard to come from behind and it just puts the pressure on trying to get those last shots.
I think those close games are great for spectators, aren't they?
Yeah.
But they're not great for people involved. I think you just want to be out in front and you're comfortable and you can sort of, you then stay confident and know you can win it. But it's like watching a close football game. You love it, but I'm sure it's much harder for the players.
yeah, it's definitely a lot more stressful when you're coming from behind. It's a lot better for your health if you're just above the par.
Well, of course, when you're with your 15-0, and I think the team was, what were they, like 25, 30 ahead after the first end, all you got to do really is play one shot at a time and you're basically guaranteed to win. So just nothing foolish. You don't have to try anything out of the ordinary.
Yeah, essentially we set ourselves up really well after that first round, and then we were just able just to play defensive, really. We didn't have to attack anymore. Again, in my rink, we went down the last two rounds, but we only went down a couple shots each time, so there was no real pressure.
Which you don't mind doing because you've got such a big lead. It's better than gambling, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it's better to take one shot down than to drop a three or a four.
So we've mentioned Robert and your family, your wife and son playing. How many people are in a team? And how does that all work? So who are the other players who are in the premiership players?
Yeah, we have nine players on a match night. So we had Libby Cliff, John Burton, Tom Hancock, and we also had Doug Bell, which was my uncle.
Jacko,
who plays softball as well, so... Yeah, that was...
Heather Jackson, that is, yeah.
Yeah, and, of course, Robert Laylor, our second man. You know, got to have him there on the score sheet.
How did he play? Like, did he contribute much in the grand final?
He actually didn't drop a mat, so he was our best skipper for the night.
Enough about me, guys. Let's talk about Nathan, please.
As he's saying enough, he's actually saying he's pushing up, just so people can see. He's got more.
Exactly.
People that know me know that's not true.
So where do you play?
We're based at the Emerson Gardens Community Centre on Anglebar Road. We play in the association's down to three clubs now. Roseworthy and Kangaroo Flat are the other two clubs. We used to play, when I first started, Wosley's and Lutheran Club used to have a team.
They used to have three teams.
Yeah, and Gawler South used to have two teams as well. Back before my time, there was Sandy Creek as well that used to play.
And Gawler West Methodist.
And Gawler West, yes. They came back in the late or early 2000s. They came back in for a couple of years, but they've now gone as well. And the accountants have bought that building, so that's all gone. So, yeah.
Of course, you've got three teams at Everston Gardens, and that's a lot harder than Kangaroo Flat. They only have the one team, but they have, like, 16 players, which makes it easier, whereas Everston Gardens has to make sure they spread the players more.
Yeah, we literally are trying to help the association by having more teams to keep the competition going. We've operated on 11 players for our team, but there's been a couple of times this year where we've had to play one short just to be able to keep the games going.
And you guys are in the Gawler Barossa Association, is that correct?
Yeah, Gawler District.
Gawler District. Are there other associations in other areas that you and do you play against other associations?
Yeah, we actually play an inter-association match against the Murray Rangers, and that's like Mount Pleasant and Springton and those areas. And we do that once a year. So when we go up there, we play under their rules. When they come down here, they play under our rules.
And how are the rules different?
Their mats are a little bit wider, and their order of play is slightly different as well. So while our association plays, you know, two bowls in a row per player, they bowl one bowl each and then bowl their second one after everyone's bowled their first. So slightly different. And they also have two teams or six players on a mat at a time. So they have three at one end and three at the other end, while we only have one set of three on a mat.
And you also, beside the competition, which runs in conjunction with the footy season, basically, there's also a pick-your-team tournament that you have and also the club championships. Tell us a little bit about how they're played.
Yeah, the Pick Cell tournament is usually our end-of-year function, which we only had just on Monday night.
which is kind of like a fun...
like a Mad Monday.
It's kind, it's not... Well, everyone mixes up. We try and mix up all the players and then play a few rounds of ends overnight where we draw, you know, first, second, third, and, of course, the booby prize for the bottom team, you know, just to keep them encouraged. But it, that's also our presentation night, so that's when the shield gets presented to the winning club. But we also have a singles tournament, which the Emerson Gardens Club runs at the end of the year, which we've been running since our 21st birthday. So that's been going, you know, nearly 15, 16 years, I reckon, at least.
So that's a head-to-head singles competition.
Yeah, that's one-on-one. So each player bowls all six bowls.
Just out of interest, who was the champion last year?
That would be myself. And the year before, yeah, I have won over 50% of the singles tournament since it's been running, so I've been fortunate that way. But you know, some other players in the association have won it as well, and also from the Murray Rangers, Kim Hoffman won it one year as well.
So you're a wanted man. They're after your scalp.
Yeah, I've been quite fortunate with my championship wins for the singles.
Well, maybe your son will. That might be a goal for himself.
Yeah, he's getting better, and you know, one day he probably will overtake me, but not yet.
I was just thinking, if you got your dad, your mum, your wife, yourself, and a few of your kids, you could just about start a whole team by yourself.
Almost, yeah. I've almost got 9 players just within the family.
Of course, your wife's parents used to play as well.
Yeah, that's how I got my wife in. I dragged my now father-in-law into the indoor bowls, and then my wife ended up joining as well.
Did you meet your wife through bowling?
No. I met her outside of bowling, but yeah.
Gee, that would have been a sporting love story to talk about.
I just thought this is getting interesting. Maybe you got the father-in-law before the father-in-law in just so you could meet his daughter.
No, not quite. Not this one.
So now getting a little bit more serious now, obviously you need to grow the sport a little bit. It is a good recreational sport on a Monday evening to play. There's competitiveness, there's social activities. It is a really good sport. How can we get more people involved? What have you tried to do? Come and try events? Have you gone into the schools? How is that sport going to grow?
We kind of need to get the word out there that anyone can play. Age, gender is not relevant. Anyone from 8 to 100 can play. We have tried come try days in the last few years. Emerson Gardens have run them periodically. I know a few years ago, Gore South Club, when they were running, they used to take it to the schools, take some mats and bowls and show the kids. I'd like to try and get it into the local schools again, but it's a matter of getting people being able to drive that program.
So really you need, like how long is the mat? How much space do you need to set up a mat?
The mats are around about 5 metres long and about 1 metre wide. So it's generally we set up in halls where there's a little bit of space, but gyms, open spaces and classrooms.
And the bowls, I think you said before, they don't have a bias like lawn bowls.
No.
So for a set of bowls, is that an expensive thing to purchase, or is that something that's easily purchased?
Actually, the bowls themselves are not made anymore, but we've actually purchased a lot of sets of bowls over the years to try and maintain them and keep them. So if there's any new clubs or any teams wanting to join our association, we're quite able to provide that equipment.
Well, that's really interesting. Perhaps we can have another talk with you down the track and look at how the sport can expand and if there has any success. But thank you very much, Nathan, and congratulations on the success that you've had in the sport.
Yeah, congratulations on your premiership.
Thank you.
So it's another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.